You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Amy Ivy has been on welfare for just over a year. She lost her job at a restaurant after she had a bad fall, leaving her and her two children relying on Newstart to get by. Ms. Ivy tried to find another job, but the only ones she was qualified for were physically challenging, and balancing her budget took priority over planning for the future.
So for 25 years I worked as in various aged care homes, hospitals, private care. I've always been quite a physical person. It was difficult for my children because my daughter would pretend that she didn't want to go to things because she was trying to protect me from having to pay for things. So that was quite heartbreaking for her not to be able to attend her own social events.
When COVID struck, Newstart, now rebranded as JobSeeker, was suddenly doubled. Almost overnight, Ms. Ivy says she was lifted from a life of poverty. She was even able to save for a course to retrain as a domestic violence support worker.
The new rate just was like a great weight off my shoulders. I knew that I could afford to buy fresh food. It wasn't a stressful experience to go grocery shopping. I could buy my daughter her favourite raspberries. I feel like there's hope. I've since now enrolled in a study course to do a job that isn't physical, to retrain, because my entire experience is physical work.
Today, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the current base rate of $79 a day will drop down to $58 a day after September.
They know that a current scheme that is burning cash, their cash, taxpayers' cash, at the tune of some $11 billion a month cannot go on forever. Australians understand that. It has to scale down. We have to work ourselves off these supports because they are not enduring. They cannot be permanent. They were never designed to be permanent. And in terms of longer term arrangements around income supports, well, those decisions we made at another time.
Anglicare Australia's Acting Executive Director, Imogen Ebsworth, says the changes risk pushing Australians back into poverty.
During the pandemic, people who've been receiving those supplements have actually had to rely on emergency relief less. That's according to the anecdotal information we get from our frontline services. Our real great fear is if the government keeps reducing these payments, we're going to see people having to turn back to emergency relief more and more.
The charity has joined a collection of unions to call for the current rate of JobSeeker to stay as it is. Janet Burstall is their spokesperson.
We're calling to keep the current rate of $1,100, or it's $1,104, I think, now a fortnight. We're just calling for that not to be cut at the moment. In the longer run, we'd like to look at issues of poverty and incomes.
The Prime Minister says the federal government will take another look at JobSeeker as the economy continues to reopen. But economist John Quiggin says there's no going back to the politics before COVID-19.
Prior to the pandemic, was an assumption that there were plenty of jobs available for everybody, that roughly speaking, if people didn't have a job, it was either because they were lazy and didn't want one, or because they had some personal defect in terms perhaps of inadequate training, inadequate job readiness and so forth. Now, that wasn't really true even before the pandemic. There were very high levels of underemployment, very difficult for young people in particular to make the transition into the full-time workforce. But it's clearly totally inappropriate and irrelevant now. Lots of people have never been unemployed.
Ms. Ivy says she wants to get off the unemployment benefits and back into the workforce as soon as possible.
That citizens in poverty is a failure of government, is a failure of society. It's not, some sort of bunch of druggies and alcoholics sitting around on their ass because that's what they want to do. It's people who desperately want to work and find that there's no jobs out there.
You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Fintan McDonnell, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.